Skies.
Hey, welcome to Montucky Skies. I'm Biggs.
I'm Adrian.
So we're gonna be having Brandon probably jump in the middle of this somewhere, but I couldn't wait any longer because my wife will kill me if I take too long. So we're just gonna come out firing here. So have you been hearing about the situation in Florida with the rats right now?
No.
They have rats that are the size of cats in Florida right now.
Why?
Well, they suspect that there is this one handler in Florida who took some rats, and it was some exotic breed of rat that's really big, and either released them into the wild or they escaped into the wild, and they've been breeding, and now they're finding a whole bunch of them.
Okay, now this is hilarious. I have a related story, which, and it's funny because...
Okay, go ahead.
I'll let you go first.
No, I mean, I pretty much... That's, okay. Yeah.
In North Carolina, South Carolina, there was a guy, a farmer, who had brought in a Russian boars to his farm to breed with his cows, to breed with his pigs.
I was like, the cows? To breed with his pigs. Wow, how'd that work out?
And these
best
boars,
meat ever.
These boars got loose and started breeding with the wild boars of America. Now, Russian boars are like 2.5-3 times bigger than an American wild boar.
And aggressive as hell. Did those get down into Florida?
Now, listen, that's what I'm saying. They could be eating these things. But the thing is this.
Part of my story.
They started off with a population of like 1.5 million of these American wild boars. Now there's like 15 million of them. They're spreading everywhere. They found them in Nebraska, Kansas, Colorado. They're heading for...
I'm pretty sure that those are probably the ones that are in Florida
I'm
now,
sure,
too.
Yeah.
Because the little related things I have on the story, if you look, it says Florida rats, snakes, hogs.
Yeah.
They have these crazy, like, hogs that are huge and everywhere, and they're dangerous, too. Mm-hmm. Like, they go after people when they're out in the wild. On top of it, and I think I might have brought this up in an earlier Montucky Skies, but they have... These special kind of anacondas that are now, like, somebody brought it, same deal as the rats, apparently. Like, somebody probably brought it in, it escaped, they started breeding with the other snakes that are around there, and they've become this, like, incredibly aggressive breeds. And they're killing all the, like, small mammals that are around the Everglades. Mm-hmm. And they're worried that they're going to start working northward. So, in other words, if you go to Florida, it's like a bad 50s movie, dude. They're like, like a bomb dropped and everything got irradiated and grew, dude.
They
like rats, snakes, and hogs.
They have ants the size of footballs.
I think we should just do it now. We should not even hesitate. We should just build a giant fence around Florida. Nobody wants to go to Florida anymore anyway.
Not anymore.
If you really want to go to Disney World, we'll fence that
mouse
off too.
They have a mouse that's as big as a man.
That's right. But if you still want to go to Disney World, we'll just we'll fence off the outside. You can airdrop in. We'll kill that mouse first off, dude.
Just to show everybody we're serious.
Yeah, that's just scary, man.
The hog thing. Is like they're gonna start opening. This is how I look at it.
They did open it in Florida already. Like,
you go
if
hunting?
You're talking about hunting,
yeah,
yeah. And the rednecks are always the ones who are able to post onto the internet. Are like, what a great thing this is. Like, we'd shoot a hog, we'd eat for days.
It is white meat.
Oh yeah, and pork's great. Don't get me wrong, but at the same time, like, I understand the benefit to, like, growing bigger watermelons and bigger oranges and bigger onions and things like that. Bigger hogs are freaking dangerous.
Now, listen, that's what I was saying. Now, you know something applies the size of a football. A small dog, a medium cat. That's not too bad of a size. You can deal
for
with that.
For a rat, though, that's
what if it was,
scary,
like, insects,
man.
Like an ant that big? We would run, wouldn't you?
I will say that in Billings, Montana, there are these grasshoppers that are seriously, Like, take your middle finger and your forefinger and put them together. They're as big as that, dude. Like, think about that. A grasshopper flies that are that big. It's like you see one like land on you, and you're like, and I'm sure it's like a specialized kind of fly. I don't think there's like a like some secret ooze.
The Tyrannosaurus fly somewhere.
Tyrannosaurus fly. Yeah, they hatched from amber and they just took over.
Amber.
Amber is a bar fly in Billings. Yeah, I just went to a really awful place. So we better come back from that. But so how far have they gone? You said to Colorado?
In Nebraska, the Dakotas, I believe, are starting to report now.
Oh, I just imagine Colorado.
Here's the thing now, too, is that they're Russian boar mixes. Russian boars they're made to live like in Siberia. They can handle the cold. The Montana winters, the Wyoming winters, the Dakota winters are not going to slow this thing down.
We need to bring in some gorillas to kill the boars. And then the winter will take care of the gorillas. Simpson style right there.
Well, that's the thing is that they have this show that I was watching. They have this show called American Hoggers, where there's this family and that's what they do. You have a hog problem, you call them, they come and they capture your hogs for you. Then they take those hogs and they take them to like the food share, and the food share butchers them and presses up in the pork chops.
They got a commercial where it's like, just, oh no, there's a hog in my living room. What do I do? We'll help.
Well, it's hilarious. It's about what it's like. That's about what it's like. And then, these
they're
hogs,
like rolling out like one of those leg traps out in the middle of the floor and stuff.
Like those strike strips for the cars that the police put out.
Right.
So there's that show. And then I watched a documentary about when they very first started talking about them, about how dangerous they were. They were like going into people's houses and they killed people. They killed dogs. They killed horses. They killed goats. Everything else.
Whoa, 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 whoa. They kill horses?
Yes. Because it's not just one hog. They travel in herds.
And packs?
In packs. There could be 100 of them.
Do they attack humans?
Yes.
Yes.
They're very...
That's kind of great in a weird way.
They're very aggressive. And, but they were talking about how these one guys in Louisiana, they go after them. And they have, like, their dog teams that they have with them to chase them down so before they get to them. And they had these teams that have, like, Rottweilers and Pit Bulls and, like, another lead dog, which is kind of more of a hunting type of a dog who knows the smell and how to track animals. These other dogs go with them kind of as muscle. Now, they're in the dark. They're driving. They let the dogs go. They're like, follow the dogs, follow the dogs. They're going down there. They're like, oh, they got them cornered. Now, they had this hog cornered. This hog starts tossing dogs left to right. Dogs are ripped open from the tusk. Of these,
it's like that big gray creature in Lord of the Rings just swatting soldiers from left to right.
That's exactly what it is. It was.
That's exactly what it is?
That's exactly what it is.
I am terrified, dude.
It's insane. It's like the most scariest, delicious meat you've ever seen in your life.
Can I just ask a quick question? Okay, guys, seriously, I need an email on this one. BigMoneySmalls@hotmail.com. Is where you can do the email if you can translate into English, or you can hit the Facebook. It's under Montucky Skies. You don't even need to friend me. You can just send it to me. But I know that we have 40 Russian listeners. Like, I was just looking at it today because we are global, man. I got to show you sometime.
Nice.
We have people from all over the world listening to us. But I know that, like, Russia is the second biggest country for people following us. And I want to know, Russians, seriously, how do you live with the threat of the hog hanging over your head, man? Because I'm excited and terrorized at the same time. Well, not terrorized, but terrified at the same time at the prospect of this hog coming. So if you got any good, like, hog stories from Russia, please, please write us, send us an email. But anyway,
I got another thing for the Russian fans if they're listening.
I just told you, we got like 40 of them.
Are you as upset as we are? Have your spy and movies gone down the drain since the Cold War's been over?
Oh yeah, our spy movies suck now, man. Yeah. It's just all Jason Bourne stuff for the most part.
No, and it's never in Russia. And the Russians were such always a good. They were our equal. They were equal with us in our abilities. It was always tougher. It was already, you know.
I had always assumed as a child that they were better than us, and that's what made it great.
Oh, this is true.
That's where the nostalgia for the Cold War sets in. Really good, good television and movies.
Awesome Olympic, awesome Olympic teams.
Oh yeah, the 1980 miracle team for the United States wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't for that annihilating Russian team that just killed everybody they faced.
This is true.
How about
Russia,
we salute you. The only people to kick our ass at basketball in the Olympics until, you know, the last couple of years was Russia, man. They took it from us twice.
This is very true. Wow. Russia, we owe a lot to you.
Let's be honest, dude, since you guys aren't the Soviet Union anymore, the Olympics,
America wouldn't be the shithole it is
today. America's not really interested in the Olympics anymore.
I know.
We're really not, man. As a people... We're really not that interested in the Olympics anymore because we're not facing the Soviet Union anymore. And that was the thing. You didn't care so much how many golds we got or medal counts or anything like that as long as we beat the Soviet Union at it. And it's so ridiculous when I think about that stuff now because my viewpoint now would be like I would not be demonizing the Soviet Union at all. But, you know, that's where I was when I was like 7 years old.
No,
you know,
it was
Red Dawn.
Yes, oh, that was the greatest. That was the greatest. But however, that
Brandon just walked into the room. By the way,
Russia would be on my top
wait.
Of my list.
My wife will kill me if we
of places that I've always wanted to visit. I've always wanted to go to Russia.
Yeah,
just because of that Perestroika, Iron Curtain, the whole deal. Just want, I needed to get in there.
Okay, so we're only 10 minutes in. I want to start this at the beginning. So March Madness is going on, and don't worry, Matt and Dub, if you're listening, dude, we had a good life podcast. We're not going to get into sports talk here, but what I do want to get into is there's been brackets all over the internet for various pop culture things, and so I grabbed two of them, and I thought it could be kind of fun for us to like to choose the winners right here and just decide, like hash it out right now. So I got two of them. I want to throw out a rule really quick. One of these is... Let's figure out which one we're going to do first. One is for Will Ferrell movies. And one is for the best drama ever. Drama TV show ever.
Oh.
So which would you guys like to do first here?
Drama TV shows are going to be a hard one.
All right, we'll do that first.
That's not what I was going for.
Too late. Okay, so... All right, here's a rule I'm going to set down just to keep this going because there's three of us, right?
Why is everything blacked out?
Because they chose random winners to show how a bracket works. Because they still haven't picked who the winner of the Vulture thing is yet. But I was just like, I don't care because we're doing our own. So yeah. I just blacked it out so as not to distract me. But apparently it distracted
well,
you
that's helpful.
And the podcast.
I thought that we were going to have to pick the... teams that would be in
no
the
it's all right this is the thing it's already bracketed out we don't choose the bracketing it's already done the, so all we have to do is pick the winners here now this is the rule that I came up with if you have seen both shows that are against each other you're worth a point and if you haven't seen either of them or only one of them you have half a point
okay
if it's tied which the only way you can get a tie is if one person's seen both shows and two people haven't seen both shows, then the winner goes to the person who's seen both shows.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah, yeah.
You guys agree?
Okay.
All right, so we'll start out on the first bracket here, Sopranos versus Six Feet Under.
Sopranos.
Have you seen both of them?
Yes.
All right, if you haven't seen both of them, just do full disclosure immediately.
Okay.
I've seen both of them. I've had HBO forever. How about you?
I've only seen Six Feet Under.
Okay. You've never seen The Sopranos?
I saw a couple episodes.
What are you?
Well,
Russian?
As long as you've seen one full episode, you're in. So you have a full point here. I'm going Sopranos on this. Yeah. Like it's the show that like trailblazed good shows as far as I'm concerned. How about you? What say you, Brandon?
See, I saw more Six Feet Under because it just drew me in more. So,
what was it you liked about Six Feet Under? Because it sounds like it's about to lose, so you might as well throw it out now.
It's not so much I like Six Feet Under, I just didn't care much for Sopranos.
What the fuck? I mean,
that was ballsy, my friend.
Which episodes of The Sopranos did you see?
It was first season.
Still, man, the first season is good.
Wow.
I'm blown away by that.
I have no energy.
Now, that being said, I do like 6 Feet Under, and it's great, but it's too much of a melodrama for me to pick it over to The Sopranos, dude.
Sopranos is the blueprint.
It is, man.
Sopranos picked up where Oz left off and went further with it.
Yeah, like, The Sopranos was really, like, the start of the Renaissance period of cable shows, which I suspect may be coming to a close soon, because I've noticed some of the new shows are starting to suck a little bit. It might be the last hurrah of this Renaissance of television. But all right, anyway, okay, The Shield and NYPD Blue. I gotta admit, dude, I've only seen The Shield, and I've only seen an episode.
I've only seen NYPD Blue, and I've only seen an episode.
How about you, Brad?
I don't think I can. I got zero on this.
All right, well, I'm going NYPD Blue because I heard that they had a nude scene on one on television.
It was a dude.
Well, I heard that they did a woman too. I heard that they showed a woman.
All I know is
Dennis Franz.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to see that.
Even then, dude, that's ballsy for a network show. I'm going to throw it behind NYPD Blue.
Did you just say throw it behind while we were talking
about it? I did. I'm going to throw it behind Dennis Franz.
So that means NYPD Blue gets to win on that bracket.
Is that where you're going?
Yeah.
Which way are you going? Just for
I would pick The Shield because I like Michael Chiklis.
All right, fair enough.
The thing.
I knew where you were going on that. Now, if it was the Fantastic Four, I'd probably still pick NYPD Blue because that's a horrible movie, too. The comic book, you can't lose. All right, here's my favorite one. I'm well-versed in both shows. Breaking Bad versus Friday Night Lights.
Oh, I want to say I've seen a Friday Night Lights, but I couldn't tell you what happened on it or anything like that.
That's okay. You've seen one.
It wasn't compelling, but and I've never seen Breaking Bad.
So what's your vote?
I take it back. I've seen one episode of Breaking Bad. A long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far
away. It would have to be Friday Night Lights.
You go Friday. See, I hate
Breaking Bad. I hate Breaking Bad.
Which way are you going?
Breaking Bad. I haven't seen Friday Night.
I've seen them both, and I love Friday Night Lights, and it's unfortunate that it's going to get eliminated in the first round. Take a knee, coach. I got to tell you. You're not getting through this. That's like the best part of Friday Night Lights is every episode. They're like, take a knee, boys.
Well,
and he always teaches them a life lesson.
So far, Breaking Bad's the Kentucky of this tournament.
I would say, yeah, it might be. I don't know. Them and The Sopranos are kind of... Well, we'll get back to that. Let's not throw it out just yet.
I'm just giving them the number one seed because they're actually still on.
Okay. Twin Peaks and Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, snap.
I got to be completely honest here. I've seen one episode of Battlestar Galactica and two episodes of Twin Peaks.
Now, what are you talking
about? So I'm very, very loose.
Are we talking about Battlestar Galactica now? Or are we
talking about
classic?
They're talking about new Battlestar Galactica.
So I've seen all of the classic ones.
The classic ones aren't very good, though.
With the Cylons?
The Cylons are in the new one,
I know,
dude.
But they're not like they used to be.
No, they're not. I do like Battlestar Galactica. I do not like Twin Peaks, dude. I tried. Everybody, and my friend Alan, if he's listening to this, is going to kill me for it. But I tried with Twin Peaks, man. I got two episodes. I could not force myself to watch
They went too far trying to make it super cerebral. And you're like, I don't want to think this much when I'm trying to watch a TV show.
You know what it is? It's just boring for me. Remember the little guy
who talked backwards?
No, I never got that far.
Oh, they had this dude.
I only got two episodes.
And he spoke backwards.
But he was in Carnival, like the HBO show. He's the midget, short person, Carnival Barker in Carnival.
I don't know. He spoke backwards.
You're just like, listen to me. Do you understand that he speaks backwards?
That being said, I've never seen the new Battlestar Galactica, so it has to go with Twin Peaks.
Okay. All right, Brandon. What's your status first on these shows?
Oh, you're the type
very little on each, but...
Have you seen an episode of either? Full episode.
Full episode. I've seen Twin Peaks.
You've not seen Battlestar Galactica.
No.
So you've got half a vote. So we've already...
Twin Peaks just won.
No, Battlestar just won. I've seen them both, dude.
So it's a tie. Half and one.
Yeah, and we said tiebreaker goes to the person.
Oh,
can I Can I still vote Battlestar?
Yeah, definitely. Not a fan of Twin Peaks.
Not really, no.
Yeah,
I sort of like David Lynch, but I don't know.
What specifically do you like about David Lynch? I'm just curious.
Nine Inch Nails music.
Yeah, fair enough. One soundtrack. Yeah, I'm there with you. I love that soundtrack. That movie is terrible, though. The first part is really interesting.
There's a couple of good parts in that movie, like Mr. Eddie. See, a badass.
See, for me, I'm like, yeah, that whole first part, you're like, oh, wow, this is awesome. And then it turns into another guy. And you're like, what the fuck just happened? And they never really talk. Because David Lynch is weird.
Oh, no.
And he's decided, I'm just weird, and I'm not going to explain anything to you. He's weird. I don't know. All right, so Battlestar gets the bracket. X gets the square.
Okay.
All right. The Wire and My So-Called Life.
My So-Called Life.
I got to fess up that I only saw like half of the pilot of The Wire and I was bored out of my mind. I've never seen My So-Called Life, so I'm so out of it on this one.
That's the best show.
My So-Called Life. What do you like about it, Adrian?
It's Claire Danes. It's the first time she was ever on any kind of TV or anything like that.
Yeah.
What was great about it, because it came out...
Claire Danes.
When I was the same age or around than the people in the show were.
Yeah.
And it was really kind of a...
It was like one season, right?
Two seasons, I want to say. It was an MTV show.
No, it wasn't. It was network and MTV reran it.
No. Yeah. MTV was behind it to begin with.
Maybe, but it was on ABC. It started on ABC. It moved to MTV for reruns. They never did new episodes.
It was a really, really good show. It was really well done.
And that's what I've always heard. I've always heard The Wire is supposed to be like maybe the best show ever, but I just know that half of a pilot I saw
wasn't good.
How about you, Brandon?
Nothing.
You haven't seen anything?
No.
Well, since we're both riding on half a point here, right? So, going off of nothing, what do you feel like, The Wire, My So-Called Life?
As what's a better show?
Yeah.
Probably The Wire.
All right, The Wire The Wire advances.
My secret girlfriend, Claire Danes, goes down in flames.
And The Wire was favored, but not really in this group, dude. All right, I'm well-versed in both of these. The X-Files versus West Wing.
X-Files.
Yeah, X-Files. Wow. You throw it up to the nerds. And I do want to say...
X-Files, possibly the best show that ever was.
Since we will be talking about the X-Files again here in a minute, I won't focus on them too much. But West Wing was good at the beginning, and then it was sort of... It ran its course, dude. The whole Aaron...
Pretty quickly.
Yeah, Aaron Sorkin, I think, is best when he's writing movie scripts. But on shows, he gets like two good seasons, and then it kind of drones on. I mean, it was hard to feel any pressure ratcheting up on any political issue that they had up after a while, because you know how it goes every time. And then I remember the Republicans took over the White House, and that seemed weird that they had a fictional Democrat.
Yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't timely either. But Buffy the Vampire Slayer versus Deadwood. I've seen a few episodes of Buffy. I've seen almost every episode of Deadwood, and I gotta go Deadwood on this. I know the fanboys are gonna kill me on this, but I always felt like Buffy just wasn't... It was too CW for me. That makes sense. What was it at the time? The WB? Mm-hmm. It was too much of that teeny drama thing like Smallville is, and I just... Yeah.
I've never seen either one of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Brandon?
I've seen them both, and I think I'm with you on the Deadwood.
Okay.
I really like Ian McShane.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he's great on that show. All right, well, you want to throw out a vote just for the hell of it?
I'll go Deadwood then.
All right, it's unanimous. It's a blowout for Deadwood.
I like Westerns anyway, so.
That might be the only blowout we've had.
X-Files.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's two in a row. Wow, my memory's bad. All right, and then Mad Men and Lost.
I've seen half of a Mad Men and half of a Lost. Does that count?
You have half a point. We said full episode at the beginning.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I only had half of a point when we were talking about The Wire.
So I have a half.
And I've seen an episode of both. I've seen most of two seasons of Mad Men. I love Mad Men.
I want to strangle whoever came up with Lost. The half of the show that I saw was like part of the beginning, and then a little bit in the middle, and then some of the end. And I was just like, what the hell? What? Huh?
I saw some of the second season. I saw one episode, and everybody kept explaining everything that was going on. I just wanted to watch the episode. And then I was just sort of like, fuck this show after that happened, and my mom kept trying to get me to do it. And then at a certain point, I was starting to think, like, well, maybe when it's done, I'll go back and watch all of them. And then I heard, like, many breakdowns of the final episode of Lost, and I was like, you know what? I'm never watching that show again.
It was like, they never were on the island.
But they were, and there's a volcano, and good and evil, and twins, and I don't know.
Pseudo-hell sort of thing.
Yeah. Retarded, dude.
Very dumb.
Awful. So I'm going to go Mad Men on my vote.
I only have a half a point, though. I'd have to go Mad Men.
Okay. How about you, Brandon?
See, I saw most of the first season of Lost. Never seen Mad Men. And I'm kind of with you on the Lost thing. Like, man, I just... Because it's on network TV, and I never around, like, to watch network TV. You know? And so I was like, I'll just wait till it's done, catch on DVD, and then it's like, well, the hype's over, so why do I bother?
Yeah. I know that I'm Mad Men, and I've only seen, like I said, half of an issue, half of an episode. But I see, like, the trailers for it everywhere, and the previews and posters of it everywhere. They have got some fine ladies in that show.
Oh, dude, Christina Hendricks is God. So fine in that. Oh, man. And they tailor suits to show off her assets. Yeah. This is what I'll say about Mad Men, too. There's a lot of shows I try and get people to watch, and this is a hard sell for most people, and I don't think most people are going to enjoy it. I really don't. Like, I think there's a very finite audience for that show, and I happen to be in it. I can't get my wife to watch them for anything, dude. She hates it. She hates that show. But it is a lot of people who are on The Sopranos worked on it. Mm-hmm. Just coincidentally, I already liked it by the time I found out that. But it's not a show most people are going to like, so I'm not going to sell it up too much. And I'm glad that they're starting a fourth season, so I got to get caught up so I can start watching them new. All right, we're going to round two.
So, what was your official vote? You're Mad Men.
Oh, Mad Men, yeah. And he went Mad Men, so we got a point and a half.
And I was on Lost, personally.
Yeah. Oh, really? Even though you didn't like it?
Okay. You know, I liked a lot of the actors on Lost, though.
So. Fair enough. I think that, like, the fat dude's on Alcatraz now.
Yeah.
You check that out.
And they had the narrator from Oz.
Oh, really? The dude in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
He was the one guy I always thought was safe in Oz, and then they killed him. And I was like, what the hell?
You
know what?
That's funny that you brought that up, because I kept thinking in my head the other day, was it Morgan on Lost? And I'm like, no, that's who it was.
Oh, the dude who played Morgan?
Yeah, but no.
It's that guy? The guy from Oz?
No. I just thought the guy from Morgan from Walking Dead, I was like, wasn't he on
Oh, it's the dreadlocks.
Yeah.
Which is ironic, because, you know, you had him.
They still
throw
me
off.
And
now that you don't have him anymore, yeah. you're like, they all look the same.
Yeah. Okay, so round two.
All right, round two, The Sopranos versus NYPD Blue.
Sopranos.
Yeah, Sopranos. So, wow, that was surprisingly no fighting.
Going to the final four.
I was going to explain that, you know, I only get half of a vote because I hadn't seen NYPD Blue, but it doesn't matter. All right, Breaking Bad versus Battlestar.
Breaking Bad.
Really? You're going to go with the meth show? You're just against...
I've never seen the new Battlestar Galactica.
You just want to hate it? Is that what it is?
Well, I can't vote for it if I haven't seen it.
No, you can't. You can vote any way you want, but if you haven't seen both shows, you only have half a vote. That's the rule.
Oh, okay.
So you could swing any way you want.
Okay, I hate Breaking Bad, but I really hate, like, low budget sci-fi for Sunday afternoon watching.
But can I
yeah, I have a very big theory that Sunday afternoon is like this, it's like the the land of lost toys for TV shows.
Can I? Well, it wasn't though. It was like it was a cable show when it was new. It's not anymore. But
what was that one with the guy? He was Hercules. Remember that show?
Oh, Hercules.
That's like a Sunday afternoon show to me.
Well, yeah.
Xena, the Sunday afternoon show.
I used to look for Bruce Campbell on those, and if he wasn't on there, I was like, flip.
Yeah.
And I get where you're coming from, but before you bash it, you might want to check one out. You can see it on Netflix. They got the entire run. There's 5 seasons, I think. And, like, it's good from what I've seen. I've always been meaning to watch them again. It's just hard with sci-fi, but my wife's not super into it.
But I have to go with Breaking Bad just because I've seen it, and I feel weird saying I'll vote for this even though I haven't seen it to be better.
Okay.
And I understand that Breaking Bad is a great show. I know why people like it. I just don't like it for reasons that don't even matter.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, we've had that debate out many times, so I was just going to needle you about Battlestar a little bit.
No.
I mean, everybody knows where I'm at on this, so I'm going Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, okay. So Breaking Bad advances. Ooh, we're going to have a hell of a semifinal.
All of our top seeds are showing up.
All right, The Wire versus X-Files.
X-Files.
Yeah, I can't really stick up for The Wire on this.
I
don't
X-Files.
Feel like the X-Files deserves to be in the semifinals for how awful the last half of that series was. But still, I'm not going to put The Wire up because that half of a pilot, so boring. We're going to get flamed on the internet for this one. I guarantee it. All right, Deadwood versus Mad Men.
Deadwood.
Mad Men.
I gotta go Mad Men too. Although I like both shows. But here's ultimately why I'm going Mad Men. Deadwood ended in a lame fashion. I'm not gonna spoil it for anybody because it's only 3 seasons and it's cable season, so it's not that many episodes. But like, they just ran out of stuff to do on it. They had way more to do. I said that wrong. They had way more to do, and they didn't resolve a bunch of shit because David Milch decided, I'm just going to jump on to John from Cincinnati, and they just ended it before it should have been ended. So that's why. I might go Deadwood if they hadn't ended it in a lame fashion. Anyway. Okay, so in the semifinals, we got The Sopranos versus Breaking Bad in the West here. I guess that's the East, really. The East Coast, right? That's all kind of East shows. Never mind. All right, Sopranos versus Breaking Bad.
Sopranos.
Breaking Bad.
I gotta go Breaking Bad. As much as I like The Sopranos, I gotta go Breaking Bad. And I love The Sopranos.
I thought it would be closer than that, guys.
My heart wants to go with The Sopranos, and it was the first, and it in some ways will be my favorite. But it had a couple of options.
Apparently it's not your favorite.
Well, this is why.
Other than me six voting seasons, against it and kicking out of here, it's my favorite.
6 seasons, really 7, right? Did you see the whole run of The Sopranos?
I didn't see the last 2.
Okay, that's why. The last 2 seasons are not that great. If they had made it 1 season, it would have been okay. But they split it and added extra episodes and they didn't have anything to say in those episodes. And I thought season 4 was not the best as well. So because it had 2 off seasons, I gotta give it to Breaking Bad. But I will say this, a little revisionist history. If Breaking Bad sucks in the next season, I would kick it back to The Sopranos. Just so I go on record on that. But 4 out of 4 seasons have been incredible on Breaking Bad.
Oh, Sopranos are gonna be like my Duke. You're like, oh, they're doing so well, but man, they hate that team.
So, and you picked Breaking Bad, right?
I picked Breaking Bad.
Right, so Breaking Bad advanced. Sorry, man.
No.
They ran out of steam.
That's fine. I'm talking about the next
You know what? You know what The Sopranos is in this, though? They're like UCLA. They're the ones with the storied history. Like, if you'd put this bracket together for years before Breaking Bad, it would have perennially been, like, number one, but... Yeah, it's not the 60s anymore. All right, X-Files and Mad Men.
X-Files.
X-Files.
you know, I'm going Mad Men. I guess it doesn't matter. Really, you guys are going to put X-Files up there in the finals?
Even though you don't like a few of the seasons on X-Files?
I don't like the entire second half of the seasons in the X-Files. Like, the season leading up to the movie, from then on, horrible. And I watched it enough to know. Like, the last episode was all right at the end, but think of how boring it was leading to that. Like, where they recapped everything, and you realize how fucking insane this show is.
That was what was great about it.
I'm with him.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm all about like one insane thing at a time, not like explaining every insane thing together.
Oh, he's the best.
All right. So we got X-Files.
So now we know who won.
Versus Breaking Bad. Well, I don't know if we do. Brandon, I could see Brandon going X-Files.
This is...
Brandon's a wild card.
It's basically your decision.
You're going to get final say. So I'm going to make my case. You make your case because we both know where we're going on this. Okay. Breaking Bad is the best film or best show to ever be on TV. It's incredible. It's an idea that you start with a guy who you can really like at the beginning and you watch him become Scarface, essentially. And not only that, every step that leads there you understand and is realistic. The supporting cast is all good on it. It's compelling, dude. And the way that they film it is amazing. Four seasons, they've all been solid as hell. Not like the X-Files where they petered out at the end. And let's remember, the X-Files didn't even have Mulder in the last season for most of the season. So before we hastily vote for the X-Files, let's remember how bad that last season really was. And they had the T-1000 was the... suddenly became the cop who doesn't believe anything and Scully was the believer. That just took away what the show was about right there. All right, go ahead, make a counterpoint.
Breaking Bad is about the worst drug epidemic that has ever come to this country.
That's all you got. Well, so you're, X-Files, so you're X-Files, just, you're running a smear campaign.
X-Files,
you do it.
X-Files gave you some of the most memorable characters. That you might not remember their name, but you can see their heads in their faces in your head. You know the storyline behind them. It gave you some of the creepiest moments that you've had watching TV. It's given you things that you're still talking about today, that you're going to be talking about in the future. These things are not going to go away. It was such an important TV show that if the movie it made, it didn't matter if it made a lot of money in the theaters. It's just important. It's going to be there. People are going to refer to it for the rest of their lives. I think that when you come down to it, X-Files touched more people than Breaking Bad has.
Can I do a quick rebuttal?
No.
And it's just a quick rebuttal on the last sentence you said.
I believe I said no.
Of course the X-Files touched more lives because it was a network show. This is a cable show.
It's hardly
cable.
The
Sopranos
cable.
Didn't touch as many lives as the X-Files did, but I think you would agree the Sopranos is a better show than the X-Files.
I want to say that it touching more people has nothing to do with it being on cable. The Walking Dead is the most watched TV show on TV.
We're in a different... No, that's not true. It's the highest rated cable show.
Still. And how come that's not on this list?
Because
it would be the one...
They didn't pick it. This is the Vultures Drama Derby, by the way, okay. If you guys want to check it out online. But like I said, I didn't want to think it out that far and have us argue over the bracketing and stuff. I just thought it would be fun to go over pre-bracketed stuff.
Okay.
So, I would agree that The Walking Dead should be over, like, say, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Come on.
I'd put Buffy in there. I'd get rid of The Wire, NYPD Blue.
I can't say to get rid of The Wire because I've heard too many.
Hawaii Five-O, the original.
Every time I hear the best shows ever, people bring up The Wire, and it makes me think I should watch
Hill Street Blues is on there.
The Streets
of San Francisco.
If you do take into account the time of Hill Street Blues, like all the cop shows, and one way or the other, copy Hill Street Blues. So it's like The Sopranos in a way, like it's grandfathered in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, for its time, like, amazing. But that being said, when I was a kid, I didn't fucking want to watch Hill Street Blues. But the song was good.
Remember that show Cop Rock?
I remember the commercial for it. Nope, that's a George Michael video.
Never mind.
Look like Cop Rock.
Okay, so let's put Brandon on the.
All right,
so I've seen pretty Delicious much treat. All of the X-Files.
Cheetos.
There's a couple of couple episodes I probably haven't seen, but I'm well versed in it. Seen all of Breaking Bad.
And I will account for
it. Oh, this is going to be a good...
I will say, though, I may not agree with the decision, or I may agree with the decision, I can vouch that he is well-versed in both shows. I can vouch for that.
And I'd actually go with the X-Files.
I knew you were going to do that.
Here's my reasoning. I could still turn on the TV today and watch any episode of the X-Files and enjoy any time.
Separately.
Separately.
You don't have to
even
watch
the T-1000 episodes?
Even the T-1000. If it was on, I would watch it. Breaking Bad, it's a good series. I don't know if I could just pick out an episode and watch it.
You gotta at least give a great series. Really good series. Okay, it's a great series. It's in the finals. We don't have to degrade it just because it's against the X-Files.
I didn't think about that way of looking at it. The series... While there are like X-Files is a series, it's not shot that way.
There's some
deep plots that goes through the series, but it was shot as individual episodes.
Yeah, it would seem to me like they're typically like what, probably around 22 episodes a season. I'd say that half of them were the ongoing big plot of alien conspiracy or whatever fuck nut thing they were doing towards the end. And then the other half was like standalones, and I tend to at the beginning I like the crazy ones more, or the ongoing story more. But towards the end, I like the standalones a lot better. So I will give it that. I'm not degrading the X-Files at all. I did think it got shittier towards the end, but even then, it was pretty good.
Who would have thought with the shows that we started out with, the X-Files would be the grand champion?
I never would have imagined. I was sure it was going to be The Sopranos or Breaking Bad. I was positive it would be one of those.
Yeah, it's time to share my X-Files memory. My most favorite episode of X-Files was they caught this guy who was killing people, and he was coming in and out of people's places like through their air ducts, and he would contort his body into these shapes where he could fit into, like, you know, the kind of like in a modular home, the one that goes underneath and comes out right there.
Uh huh.
And they finally got him. They caught him. He's insane. They have him in a padded
room.
Because
he's going through air ducts and killing people. That means you're either Rambo or you're insane. Even Rambo is insane when you
break it down. Well, they have him in a padded room. They throw him in there. They lock the door behind him. He's in a padded room. He has a straitjacket on. And he's freaking out because he can't do anything. And then the little slot on the door opens up and his food gets passed through. And then the slot closes down. He looks at the slot. And then all of a sudden, all you see next is you see that door in the slot going back and forth. And his straitjacket's on the ground. And he's not in that room anymore. That creeped me out.
Wow.
Okay. Now, my favorite X-Files, and it was a standalone, where they're investigating this homeowners association that, like,
I know
eats
the episode
people.
You're talking about.
And,
yeah.
Like, what I remember is him, he has one of them basketball hoops that you just push out into the driveway and shoot some hoops. And, like, you see, like, it's getting kind of dark. And you see, like, all these people, like, running up to him and, like, pushing his stuff in the garage. Like, you can't be out here after dark because stuff will happen.
Stuff.
Because they didn't want to say what's happening, but, like, if everything, like, isn't exactly perfect in this little gated community, like, it kills people.
My favorite one was a standalone two-parter, and I think it was on the latter half of the X-Files, but it had Michael McKean in it, and he winds up switching bodies with Mulder. Like, he's, like, a high-ranked FBI agent, and he switches body with Mulder after this UFO incident. And it's just really funny. Like, he's trying to, like, nail Scully, like, the entire episode. Mulder's, like, knee-deep in all this conspiracy and stuff, and he winds up getting Michael McKean's character killed, if I remember. But his family is so awful.
Whenever I see Michael McKean, I just imagine him looking like Lenny from Laverne and Shirley.
I probably think like Spinal Tap first myself.
I always get Lenny.
I only saw like a little Laverne and Shirley when I was a kid. So
funny, one of the funniest shows.
Well, I mean, I've seen it enough to know.
Yeah,
yeah. And I would say all the spinoffs of Happy Days were funnier than Happy Days. That's just
well, me. Not Joni and Chachi. I mean,
You know, I can't say I've seen that one, so maybe I shot that out. Probably good. I was just thinking Mork and Mindy and Laverne and Shirley. So
good, nice knowledge. A lot of people don't realize that Mork and Mindy is a spinoff of Happy Days.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly how that always mesmerized me. I suppose I could get on Wikipedia and find out pretty fast. But okay, let's see how much time we got. You guys want to do one more bracket?
Let's do it.
What's it for?
Will Ferrell bracketology.
Okay.
All right. Okay, this one should be fun. Same rules as last time. We'll start with the San Diego region. So this is which Will Ferrell movie do you like better?
Anchorman.
Do you like him as Ron in Anchorman or Nick in Everything Must Go? I gotta admit that I've never seen Everything Must Go, so I'm going to have to go Ron in Anchorman here, and I only got half a point.
I saw Everything Must Go, Anchorman.
Okay.
I've seen them both. Anchorman.
Okay.
Ron Burgundy's Ron Burgundy.
Stay classy, San Diego.
You can't get with that. Man. That's the best.
All right. The second part for the San Diego region. Is it Chai? Chad? I don't know. From The Wedding Crashers. His character in The Wedding
Crashers. Chaz.
Oh, Chaz. You're right. Okay. And then Mustafa and Austin Powers.
Ooh, Mustafa.
I gotta go Mustafa. And yeah. I've seen them both. Because and I'll be honest, dude, I saw The Wedding Crasher. I don't even remember him in it.
He is the original Wedding Crasher.
He made all the rules.
Oh, okay. I'm still going
Mom,
Mustafa.
Mom, get the meatloaf!
I still go Mustafa.
Yeah, that's who made up all the rules.
How about you, Brandon? I mean, you've already lost if you go against us, but are you going to throw a bone to Chaz there?
I'm kind of have to. I mean, it's classic lines in there.
Okay.
This
Snoop-a-loop region. We got Frank from Old School versus Brennan for Step Brothers. Let me just say something really quick. That's fucked up that they take two of his best movies and throw them against each other in the first round, dude. They should not be facing each other in the first round.
Weird, but
by all rights, both of those movies should advance.
Old School kind of trump, though? I mean, because that's kind of like definitive.
Frank the Tank.
Yeah, it's like people are... You always remember that.
Frank the Tank.
This is what I got to say on it. Are we all right? Let me ask you a question: are we going more for character, or are we going more for movie?
Character.
Character. Is that
character?
What you're, okay.
Character.
Right. Well, if we're doing okay, then I can rationalize this. If we're going character, then I got to go Frank the Tank for Old School. I did like Step Brothers. Probably maybe not my favorite Will Ferrell movie. Very close. It's better than Old School, I think. Although I love Old School. It's bullshit. These
brackets are
tough. Round. Yeah. But, okay. So, are we all going Frank the Tank then?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Frank advances. Okay. Jackie and Semi-Pro and Alan and the other guys. Okay, dude.
The other guys is a great flick.
Semi-Pro is so bad. I don't know how. I bought that. Just trusting that it was Will Ferrell would be funny, and I want my $5 back. It's terrible.
Other guys, that was a great flick. He was good
awesome.
In that movie too.
Yeah, very funny. The tax—they're basically accountants that like.
Remember when he's in the bushes hiding, and he keeps sending the grandma back and forth with all the highly grotesque and visual things to tell his wife.
Well, and he's such so straight-laced accountant, and then it turns out he used to be a pimp. I love that. What's the name of that song? Pimps don't cry. They never shed a tear. How about you, Brad?
Other guys.
The other guy. Okay. All right. The blowout for Alan.
I was you know, at first I'm like, what was other guys? I'm like, oh, yes. Yeah. The
Cop. That was actually going to be a Kevin Smith when he did...
Cop Out?
Yeah, I almost said Cop and a Half, and that's an entirely different movie. But yeah, when he went to do Cop Out, it was supposed to be Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. And what happened was when the studio found out Kevin Smith was taking it, because he has a ceiling on how much he makes for his movies, they cut the budget in half. And so, like, Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell went to somebody else, and they wanted to do a buddy cop movie, so the other guys was developed. And Kevin Smith is on record saying he thought it was really funny and stuff. Like, he had no hard feelings. He understood why they went, because they wanted to do this big budget cop movie. But that's too bad he couldn't get Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg in it. But I think that we're the winners in a way, because we got two movies out of this, right? Yeah.
You know what would have been a good matchup? Will Ferrell and Tracy Morgan.
Ooh. Will Ferrell versus Tracy
Morgan. No, I mean, like, if you switched Kingdom that and made one good movie.
Oh. Yeah, well, they were great on Saturday Night Live together. Yeah. It's a surprise they haven't done any movies together. But I guess Tracy Morgan hasn't really... Yeah. Okay, they did do one movie together. Tracy Morgan was the drug dealer in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. And Will Ferrell was the...
the wildlife cop.
Right. Okay. Well, anyway. So now we're in the Rockingham region. We got Ricky from Talladega Nights versus Phil and Kicking and Screaming. I got half a vote on this one. I've never seen Kicking and Screaming. Yeah. I never will. But I love Talladega Nights.
No. I got to give it to Ricky Bobby, and I've seen both.
Ricky Bobby. Yeah, it won an Oscar for best movie ever.
Over the Highlander. Over the Highlander.
Yeah. All right, Mugatu and Zoolander versus Megamind and Megamind. That's another one that it's a shame that they're facing off, I think. Because they're both great characters. But I probably have to go Megamind on this one.
Well, it's easier to have to develop a character if you're in the whole movie. If you're the movie,
right?
You know, it's. But I've never seen Megamind. I've heard it's really good.
Yeah, I think we told you a couple episodes back.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm with Megamind on this one.
All right.
I really like that one.
I did too, and it's. I like Mugatu. But hey, relax. Megamind's winning. Little Zoolander, yeah. Not funny. All right, the Arctic Puffin region. I don't know. I'm just reading what it's got there. Buddy the Elf. Or Buddy the Elf from Elf, I should say. Versus Marshall from Jay and Silent Bob.
The Buddy the Elf.
Marshall.
I gotta go Marshall. I gotta go Marshall. I'd like Buddy the Elf.
Oh, I thought that was a dog down there that just made a
barking. But I gotta say, ultimately, I like the characters equally. And if I gotta go Jay and Silent Bob versus Elf, I'm going Elf. Like, that's a tiebreaker in my mind. Or not Elf. No, I'm going Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. So I like the characters equal. So that's my personal tiebreaker.
You know, I quote the Marshall. I'm like, whenever something bad happens, like, fuck Beans, that was them, wasn't it?
I like it when they have the orangutan and he thinks it's a... What is it, that they're a gay couple with their child?
With an adopted child.
We don't need Glad on her ass right now. All right, Chaz Michael Michaels from Blades of Glory or Steve from Night at the Roxbury? I'm going Chaz Michael Michaels. Hey, dude. He's a legend. He's a legend, dude.
Yeah, so was the other.
That's the one I haven't seen. It was Blades of Glory. Oh, never mind. I have seen it.
It had Napoleon Dynamite in it.
They skate danced to Flash Gordon.
I danced to one song and one song only.
My homes. My lovely lady home.
I'm going old school. I'm going to say Night at the Roxbury.
That's great how you tied in another Will Ferrell flick with that, too. I'm going old school. I'm going to be kicking and screaming. All right, Brandon, which way you break on this one?
Blades of Glory.
Yeah, that's right.
Half cup.
Okay, back to the San Diego region. We got Anchorman versus Mustafa.
Anchorman.
Yeah,
the mustache Burgundy. Is tough.
Anchorman's going to be the grand champion of this.
And let's face it, dude, 70% of the time, he works every time. All right, Frank the Tank versus Alan and the other guy. To me, that's no question. I got to go Frank.
Yeah.
Frank the Tank.
Yeah. Okay, so Frank advances. We've got Ricky Bobby versus Megamind. It's another clear one for me. I got to go Ricky Bobby on this one.
Remember his wife in that movie? Damn.
Is that the one who leaves him for...
Yeah, for that European dude?
No. The European dude is gay. Because he's a gay jazz listening freshman.
She leaves him for his friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I remember the whole time watching that movie, and then like have his friend trying to, oh, don't, you know, we can still be friends, and all this kind of stuff. You're like, dude, you're screwing his wife right now.
I love how he keeps praying to the baby Jesus.
No, not the adult Jesus, the little baby Jesus.
Oh, God. All right, where are you guys breaking on this one?
Which one? We just did.
Ricky Bobby and Megamind.
Ricky Bobby.
Okay. Another blowout. Chaz Michael Michaels versus the Marshall. I gotta go with Chaz. It's close, but I gotta go with Chaz.
What was Marshall in?
Jay and Silent Bob.
Marshall.
Okay. Adrian, you've got the deciding vote. He's really thinking about this. Staring at the bracket like there's going to be some kind of clue. Yeah.
I'll go with Marshall's.
Oh, an upset. The supporting character wins it. Upset. All right. San Diego versus Snoopaloop. We got Ron Burgundy and Frank the Tank.
Burgundy.
That's a tough
Ron
one.
Ron Burgundy.
Dude. Not even hesitating.
Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, I gotta concur.
Stay classy, Frank.
I wanted to play it out like it was really that difficult because I love Frank the Tank, but Ron Burgundy, dude. His library smells of mahogany and books. Leather bound books.
I'm gonna dissent and go Frank the Tank.
Ooh.
But I'm just saying I'm dissenting. Obviously, Ron Burgundy stayed.
All right, Ricky Bobby versus Marshall.
Ricky Bobby,
no contest.
Ricky Bobby.
Yeah. Okay, so in the finals, we got Ricky versus Ron. It could get wild. Somebody could die.
It's true. With those two, it could happen.
Yeah, dude. Brick might have killed somebody with a trident.
Two.
Riding a horse. All right, let's figure this out. What's the bet? When you're talking stamina, kind of got to go Ricky Bobby, right? Talking stamina.
Did you see that street fight?
That's true. That is true. And he did it with the Spanish news station
and wearing a full-on turtleneck.
But Ricky Bobby took on a cougar.
In his car. That's true. Boy, this is rough, man. It's hard to pick a winner. All right. Okay, I see.
Puts his faith in Oprah, little baby Jesus, right. Tom Cruise.
Here's why I'm going to pick Ron Burgundy, and I'm completely putting it on this. He saw Christina Applegate's character.
How come Christina Applegate was going to be the first thing out of my mouth?
And wanted to get with her, and in the end, he did. Multiple times.
Okay, then I'm going to have to say Ron Burgundy.
And quite frankly, anybody who thinks San Diego is what was it? Indian for a whale's vagina? That's just a good guy to have around with the trophy.
Ron Burgundy equals Christina Aguilera.
Applegate.
Yeah. Mm. Ugh. It's very hard.
I'm going behind Ricky Bobby.
All right. There's no shame in that. It was a tough decision. It was the toughest of the night, I think, of all the brackets we've done.
Well, you know, those two movies are not—they're so similar in the sense of humor that they have.
They are, but I gotta say, Anchorman. No, whatever you feel about the characters, Anchorman. Everybody is funny in Anchorman.
This is like, so, it's so true. Good. It's so
every
true.
Single character is funny in Anchorman, and they don't need the guy to weight it down into like reality. Like, there is no reality in Anchorman. Everybody is funny in it.
Remember when Jack Black punted his dog off the bridge?
You gotta deal with this now. Dude, and Paul Rudd is so great in that.
He's another. He needs to have more films he's the star in them.
That was
a funny, funny cat.
That was actually the movie that made me like David Koechner, too. just because he's such an ass.
Sportsman? The sportscaster?
Yeah, yeah. Tex. Blam! Was it that he yells all the time? Blammo? Bluey?
Something actually.
Whammy!
That is what he says.
It took me a minute to remember. All right.
Remember his backyard party after the where he very first met Christina Applegate.
Wasn't he wearing his full clothes when he leaps into the pool?
No, I was wearing little tiny swim trunks with a robe.
Oh, and his hat. I'm pretty sure it's hat.
Socks and shoes. I want to say too.
All right. Well, we should probably close this one out. So I'm Biggs.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Adrian.
Take it easy.